Bandit here. Bandit. Bandit is here. Bandit is here. The bandit is here. About to go and go to the gym. About to go to the gym for a couple of hours. Get me a nice workout in. I had an interesting conversation with my dad this morning. Real interesting. About money. And how certain things are influenced by money. And I told him, money is a very powerful tool. But it's not worth anything. Our money is tissue paper. It is tissue paper. It's not backed by nothing. And I told him, the organizations that you see now, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all these organizations, they are backed by money and power. That's the only reason that it's that way. That's the only reason it's on the forefront, is what I'm saying. Without money, you can't be out there without money. It takes money. Meaning that you won't be a thing unless something is backing you financially. So, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, NAACP, Rainbow Coalition, all these organizations, they're backed by money. You can't become president unless you pay for it. You got to be backed by money. But when I look at money, I look at money differently. I look at what's behind the money. You see? I look at what's behind the money. And you have a lot of people with money financing crap. We got into it about the church. I told him I don't go to church. I don't do churches. I don't eat at churches. And I don't go to churches. And here's why. Because the church has already been paid for. They already sold you out years ago. Money. Money. You will get into heaven if you pay for it. You got to pay. Money make people do strange things. Now that I got that out the way, I'm going to get to what my real story is about money. Women and money. Let me tell you something. As a MGTOW man, I know there is no such thing as a good woman. I'm going to say it again. There is no such thing as a good woman. There is only a woman that is on your program. That determines how good she is or not. If she's following your program, that would determine how good she is. There is no woman that you could just look at and say, that's a good woman. And a woman without a man leading her is not a good woman. I'm going to say that again. A woman without a man who's circulating through life, without a man leading her, she's not a good woman. Now feel free to come in my comment section Feel free to come in my comment section and challenge me on it. Women that are by themselves have a big ego, a huge ego. You can't tell them nothing. They don't listen. And they tell you they don't need you. Because why? If they're making money, they're not going to follow you. So men, stop chasing these women. Or better yet, stop thinking because you got a woman with a career and she makes 5 and 6 figures that makes her a good woman. No, it don't. That's a pest. That's somebody that is challenging your authority. She's challenging the hierarchy. She's challenging that because she is dedicated to a boss that's paying her. But money is not backed by anything. See, women don't understand that. They are 100% consumers. The U.S. dollar is not backed by nothing. We have a military, a very imposing military, which I am thankful for. We are the world police. And when you have enough firepower, who's going to call you on any debt? You learn that from a movie as simple as Friday. Rest in peace to Tiny. But when Debo borrows something, who do Debo have to pay back? Who's going to make Debo pay it back? Huh? Who's going to make Debo pay it back? So when you give women money and you invest in a woman, who's going to make her pay it back? She's backed by that same military, the government, that woman. She's backed by that same military, that same government. And you can't call her on a debt, just like those other countries can't call the United States on a debt. Who's going to challenge Debo? But money is just tissue paper. It's numbers being moved around. Somebody worth $100 million. You think they can go to a bank and get $100 million in cash? Huh? Jay-Z worth what? $1 something billion? You think if he wanted to cash out, you think he can go get $1 something billion in cash? No. Numbers are moved around. Cash App, PayPal, where's the cash? Back in my day, cash was king. Now, I ain't saying I'm right on this. I ain't saying I'm wrong on this. And maybe somebody can give me some insight. Let's learn from each other, men. We put our ass on the line every day. We spend our money on women. We spend our money on looking good. We spend our money on a lot of things. But do our money matter? Do it mean anything? Is it real? Do it mean anything to us? Because there's a whole lot of men out there spending money on women and getting nothing back. So, if you're spending money on women and getting nothing back, is the money worth anything? Is the money worth anything? I know I sound kind of crazy, but think about it. OnlyFans. There's a girl made $100,000+ in one night. Do the money mean anything? Is it worth anything that we could just give it away? Huh? Is it backed by anything that we just go in a club and just throw money all over everybody? Huh? Organizations, people's agenda is backed by somebody's money. That's why the church ain't worth a damn no more. All these black organizations, they sold us out. That's why the historically black colleges, they always in debt, because money. Somebody is going to take the money. Somebody's going to, you're going to lend money. They ain't going to pay it back. They're going to debo you. Money. People die over money every day. But is it worth anything? My question to my comment section. Is it really money? Or is it numbers? Is it just numbers being moved around? We just debt slaves. Debt slaves. And they sell us here. And they sell us there. And they sell us over here. And somebody somewhere got the strings, and they just, and we out here working our ass to death for a paycheck, for some money. Trinkets is what I call it. I believe we're slaves. I believe we're slaves. And they're doing it through the woman. That's why they want women to rule. That's why I think this election was about. This election was not about Joe Biden. This election was about Kamala Harris. See, one thing about the powers that be at the top is that they know that women respect power. They want power. So women will be very agreeable with the boss. As long as she can consume, as long as that woman can get what she want out the deal, she will sell you out, because her allegiance is with the boss. There will be no opposition. No opposition when it comes to that woman. She will betray her husband. She will betray her family. For the boss. How many of you men at home right now got wives, girlfriends? She treat her boss like gold. She report on time. She's agreeable with the boss. But when she get around you, she give you opposition. Money. Power. That's what women want. You might think this video is a ramble. It really isn't. If you really think about what I'm saying, money is numbers being moved around. They type it in and they move numbers around. But is it worth anything? Or are we sheep thinking we worth something? Think about that. Is it really worth anything? Or are we being moved around like chess pieces? I want to know. I really would like to know. But I tell you one thing. They're using the women, because women are agreeable. when it comes to power. And the men are the builders. We're the workers. We're the inventors. We're the innovators. We're the ones who run towards the danger. So you know what they know what they'll do? They will use our anatomy to ruin us, because we're designed to parabon. They're using us through our sex to control, manipulate, and keep us a debt slave. They're doing it through the woman. And as a MGTOW man, I advise men to walk away. Go your own way. Take care of your own business. Don't move in with no woman. Vet her. Don't date long term. Don't marry. No children. Until they come to the negotiation table and laws are changed and men are held in the highest of esteem and appreciated for what they do. And until then, men, I say we hold the line. MGTOW, until there's a change in these laws. A change. I'm talking about executive orders. Where you put men back where they need to be. Men go where they need to be. And we can start making this a better world, a better country, whatever you, wherever you are in the world. Because as long as women are 100% consumers, the dollar is not going to mean anything to you, men. You're going to be a debt slave. I'm about to go in here and lift some serious weight. But it was on my mind this morning because my dad brought it up about money and women and all that. But I just had to explain to him. We're debt slaves. That money don't mean anything. It's an illusion. It's a fugazi. So I am the MGTOW bandit. I just wanted to ask the comment section. I wanted to ask you all out there in the world. Is money worth anything? Is it really worth anything? Let me know. I'm not an economist. I'm not articulate. I don't have a master's degree or PhD or MD. I don't have any of that. I don't have any of those alphabets. I live life. I watch the world go around and around and around. You tell me. You enlighten the bandit. All right? You enlighten me. I ask you all questions about things I don't know. Are we debt slaves? Do our money mean anything? Does it have value? That's all. That's all I want to know. MGTOW Bandit is out.